Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Welcome to the show. I'm Don McDonald. That's Tom Koch. This is the only program I'm aware of, the only one that gives you the scientific truth about investing. I can't find another
science.
One. I've gone through all the podcasts on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, and I can't find anybody else who does this. The only exception may be Paul Merriman.
Well, Jill Schlesinger.
No, there's nothing about investing.
Oh, it's all about
nothing.
It's all
general lifestyle money stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know, very few people talk about real investing and how you can build wealth without playing games with your money.
And people think it's games too, by the way. So, and we're here to answer any of your questions. I know a lot of times you hold on till the end. Yeah, I'll get to that in a bit. But do it now because the end, the end is nigh. Well, that too. But
the second
half hour always seems to be jammed with calls. So this is the time to get it in and do it now. Did you give the number?
What's that number? No, I was going to let you do it.
Oh, wow. This is a big moment for me. 855-935-TALK. Talk. Or 8255. I know. I hate that more than anything. But I did it
because
you.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
855-935-TALK.
Give us a ring.
Okay.
And we were talking last hour about what many of you believe about investing, that there is some sort of financial nirvana out there. There is a guru. There's artificial intelligence. The great new email program that you may have got that Jason Zweig took to the woodshed and said, no, it's really not working. 3 out of 4 trades are not making you money. No, turns out. Oh, and the guy agreed. Yeah, you're right. I'll quit doing that until I figure it out a little more.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know why I'm doing this. I guess because my pot algorithm didn't work out for me.
I guess so. But, I mean, and the other thing that gets into people's heads, and I know because I'm going to, God bless, I'm going to Arizona this week to see some of our clients there, and I know what they're going to ask.
Wait a minute, didn't you just go to Arizona?
Well, I know. It's a weekly thing.
Oh,
it's winter months here in Seattle, you understand.
What a surprise that you've got to go to Phoenix again in the winter.
November when it's sunny and 75. But I know the question will be, right? I know the question
the
will be.
How'd the market do?
Yeah, exactly.
Tom, hey, how did my investments do?
And the challenge is, what you really are saying is, how much money have you made me lately? And the other part is, what's going to happen? They want you to say, here's what's going to happen. Okay. And
my wife does this to me. She goes, it feels like a recession. Do you think we're heading for a recession?
Yes.
My standard is,
of course,
there's always going to be one at some point, but I have no idea. Well, it just feels like one.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I talk to feel like, you know, the stock market's going down.
Yep.
Is the stock market going down?
No, the stock market's not going anywhere. The stock
market is
gone. It should always be past tense. But so
it's gone. Oh, no, it's gone?
Sorry, your money is somewhere.
Stock market's
because I
gone.
Know, and I know, by the way, so just assume for a moment that you have a portfolio that's 100% in stocks, which very few of you should, although I ran into another one this week where they thought they were being kind of conservative and they had 100% of the money in stocks.
Hold on.
Because
they
were in six mutual funds. They did not understand what the mutual funds held.
And they thought
100% in stocks. 100%.
Were they by the by? Were they loaded, actively managed mutual funds?
Some, not loaded, but actively managed.
Actively managed. Yeah. Okay.
Loaded refers to commission. So I mean, you need to know what your asset. But anyway, your stock to bond ratio is how much risk you're taking. Because in a 100% portfolio, as bad as it's been, right?
Yeah.
With half of the money in international stocks.
I do those reports.
I know you do.
Oh my gosh.
It's et cetera, et cetera.
It's depressing.
As bad as it's been, your 100% portfolio, all in stocks, is down year to date a whopping 3.8%. Does that sound like a major correction or bull bear market? Yes. That includes things like
international, where the Chinese market is down 22%.
That includes those emerging markets, which are down 13.5% year to date. International large cap down 10.3%. But this is what diversification should do for it. It doesn't protect you, okay? Because if you have everything in stocks, even with a widely diversified portfolio, you could lose half of your money. It's happened.
Yeah.
But it does give you, you know, some diversification against certain markets having bad times. Right now, it's bad for internationals for a variety of reasons. A variety of reasons. Because U.S. large companies have made 5.7% this year. U.S. small is up a
little bit. A variety of reasons. It means that some of those things you don't want to talk about.
Well, we don't. Oh, we could.
You don't want to talk about tariffs and politics.
We could.
We could. What is probably the biggest reason the Chinese market is down over 20%?
It probably is because they're, as they say, out of bullets to fight the tariffs.
Right. Tariffs.
Right. So the future looks bleak. So what should you be doing when a market is down? You mentioned 20%. I mentioned 13.5%. Because I have to go tell people
overall.
I have to go tell people in Phoenix that this week. What should they be doing?
I know the answer.
Yes.
The answer is nothing.
Well, except you should technically be selling some of the things that have gone up and buying China.
But that really if you've been doing this. Oh, I know. You should be buying China.
That's what I'm getting to. Wow, that's a fun message.
That sound painful.
Yeah.
I don't want to buy any Chinese stocks.
Exactly. So,
well,
call us with
your questions. Our portfolios don't have very much. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. 855-935-8255.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Keeping the podcast breaks as painless as possible is my goal. That's why I want to very quickly tell you about the only magazine I've ever heard of that is 100% real investing all the time. There's no business news, no speculative advice, and certainly no lifestyle stuff. It's called Real Investing Journal. I publish it every quarter, and you can get 2 full years for only $25 at realinvestingjournal.com. That's realinvestingjournal.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
855-935-8255. That's our phone number. Those last four digits just happen to spell talk. What a coincidence. So give us a call. Talk with us about your money on Talking Real Money. I'm Don. That's Tom. And on the phone is Dan. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, guys. Well, I have a question about, I have my retirement invested with a financial manager, and the other day, after the market dipped and rose and dipped and rose, I asked him where we stood, and he said, well, you're about where you were at the beginning of the year. And I thought, well, that's, my savings account would have done better than that. And what's happened, you know, recently is we've managed to liquidate some things, and we've got some money available, but it's in a bank right now, because if the market's going to put me where I was, you know, in January, why would I bother going there? Do you have any other suggestions?
I have the perfect answer that you're going to absolutely hate. The answer is you cannot get better than bank returns without going through periods in which your investment will not just not make money, but will actually lose money. I guarantee that if you invest in something that can make more money than a bank, you will have times when you will lose some money. I just guarantee that. And if you can't live with that, then you should just stay with the bank.
Well, I'll follow it up with another question.
Yeah, sure.
Since we still owe a bit of money on a mortgage, and the interest on the mortgage is, you know, in the lower digits, would it be better for us to actually take the money from a bank that's earning a half to one and pay off?
Yes.
The mortgage?
Well, in that case, that's one of the rare cases where paying off a mortgage makes sense. if you are totally 100% uncomfortable with the prospect of any loss, temporary, by the way, truly temporary loss
has been temporary
throughout the history of the world. Losses in productivity and the value of businesses has never been permanent. It's always temporary. But if you're totally uncomfortable with that, if you would keep it in the bank, then paying off a mortgage that's 4-5%, sure, it makes better financial sense.
And here's the other important part of that is if the money is truly coming out of a bank account to pay for that, I'm all right with that. Last week, we had somebody call and say they're going to cash in their retirement and pay off their mortgage. Now, remember, when you do it that way, you're paying tax on the money coming out of your retirement. That's a bad philosophy. But again, if you had it in a bank, you just want to pay off the mortgage, yeah, that's probably okay.
You're making money.
Yeah.
You're making money.
And what about these, like a money market for a year or, 18 months or whatever that have some interest rate? Is that still at risk?
If you are with an FDIC-insured bank, you have zero risk up to $250,000.
And I would just go to bank rate. Go ahead, Don.
If you're in U.S. government securities, you have zero risk. If you're in anything else, there can be a modicum, albeit tiny, teeny, tiny risk. But if you want absolute certainty, then make sure you're FDIC insured. A lot of people, what they do is they ladder out CDs.
Yeah.
They'll get a 5-year CD, a 4-year CD, a 3-year CD, down the road. And that way, 1/5 of their money comes due every year. If you take it out early, you're going to suffer a penalty from those longer ones, but you get 1/5 of money every year.
And I was saying, just go to bankrate.com. You can see the best deals out there for any of the things you just talked about, money market, CD. They have them all up there. I'd pick one of those, put the money in there, as Don said. Maybe some of it's 18 months, some of it's a little longer, and you're making just a little bit more than having it sitting around in your bank.
You bet. Well, thanks, guys. That's good.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Dan,
for the call.
Appreciate it, yeah.
855-935-TALK is our number. You know, taking risk truly is not for everybody.
It's not. And the other part is if what's happened the last couple months disturbs you and the fact that you haven't made money this year, I don't know that you're a stock investor.
Right, exactly.
I don't.
And by the way, I looked online, FDIC insured account, a money market. Is this right?
Yeah, how much?
Money market. 2.25.
Wow, that's a good deal. Here's something else to consider, by the way, when it comes to bank accounts. Even though banks have gone under, I don't think anybody who's ever had money in the last 50 years in a bank has lost it.
No, no.
The new bank just takes over, and that's that. There's never has been.
And FDIC has never actually had to step in and pay them off. Another
exactly.
bank takes over. We haven't had a true loss in a banking institution since the Great Depression.
Right. That seems a bit of time ago to me. So
it was a couple years.
Yeah.
Even before our time.
Okay, I feel better all over.
855-935-TALK is the number. And Kurt, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, Kurt.
Yeah.
Go, man. Oh, or not. Yeah. Say goodbye to Kurt.
Okay.
Because he.
That was a strange noise.
Yeah.
It was weird. It's like he was disconnected.
I hope we didn't do anything bad in your car, but if you'd like to call back.
Oh, God. No,
I'm just saying. It's just. Okay, pardon me. It just sounded.
Although, you know, it's weird when you think about it. I've been getting calls from cars for 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't remember when the first cell phone came out.
The
Probably
first cell
more
phone
like
was
almost
like,
30 years.
Yeah, it was in the late 80s, I think, yeah.
And I've always, that in the back of my head is always this.
I know.
I don't want anyone to crash while they're talking to me.
I know. Concentrate. I agree.
I've had people fall asleep on hold.
Yes, that was a very famous call, which I hope will be up on our 24/7 networks at some point.
Oh, we hadn't even plugged. Okay, no. All right. Now that you mentioned it, let's do it. We are getting ready to roll out officially, and we're rolling it out in beta. I just like saying that.
Yeah, it's cool.
A 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week real money network that will include talking real money programs and will include some other stuff, too. For example, Paul Merriman's programs will be up there soon.
You're going to love it.
He's agreed, and we're looking for other great sources.
So anytime you want, you can go listen to that, and then anytime you want, when you have a question, you can call our toll-free number. And we'll answer.
855-935-TALK. And you can, if you'd like, you can start listening to the beta version. It is not tightly scheduled. I just put some podcasts up there and let them run randomly. But you can get a feel for it. We're still working on the website, trying to make it really mobile friendly and simple. Just go to realmoneytalkradio.com. Realmoneytalkradio.com. And you can listen.
And I don't know who you argued with in Central California, but we're back on Google now, too. Good job. So I can say, okay, Google, listen, can I play Talking Real Money podcast? And there we were.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Siri can do it, too.
Okay.
Just to plug that other California company. 55935-TALK is our number. Give it a call.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
You've heard that about 99% of all financial advisors are not always required to act in your best interest. You've probably been pitched financial products by all manner of friends and relatives, and the investing you have done is probably a hodgepodge of ill-fitting pieces that are doing little to provide the financial security you need. If you're looking for a 100% pure fiduciary, and we'll put that in writing, low-cost, fee-only advisor who always puts you first, give Vestory a call at 800-386-3004. That's 800-386-3004, or visit us online at Vestory, VESTORY.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Wow, there are even 3% 3-year CDs now.
Now, 3%, that's not
bad.
High. Yeah, that is.
855-935-TALK. Give us a call. We're talking about your life and your money. And Tim, you're next. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tim.
Hi. Hi, how you doing?
Ah, we're doing great. How can we help you?
Okay, I have a question about reverse mortgages. I own a condo, and I have no mortgage. I own an outright. So are there any options for getting it, you know, whatever?
I don't know.
Do
that
you need to generate income?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah, there are options. There are reverse mortgages.
For condos?
For condos.
Okay.
Even.
All right. I didn't know.
Yeah, there are now FHA programs. It's totally paid for. So I don't know I don't have all the information in front of me, but I would shop around. There are reverse mortgage companies out there, and shop two or three of them, find out who's giving you the best rates and the fewest fees.
Yeah, fees are something to pay attention to.
Fees can be very high.
Yep.
But yes, you can get an income stream and not lose your property. Get a line of credit or an income stream from it that off of which you can live for the rest of your life, and they will not come back. Even if the condo value goes down, they will not come back against you.
Well, because they changed the rules, they're limiting now how much you can take out of there. I mean, so it's less than it once was, so they've made it more conservative.
Right, but condos have just been horribly volatile real estate. If you plan to stay there for a long period of time and you need an income stream from it, there are instances where reverse mortgages make sense, and this may very well be one of them.
Is that helpful?
Okay, so I basically have to take a mortgage out to get the reverse mortgage?
No. The reverse mortgage is, in essence, a mortgage. You are just It's just backward. So you contact a couple of reverse mortgage people, look them up online. Reverse mortgages in your area, but shop them. Call two or three and have them compete for your business. Make sure you get the lowest fees and the best rate on that reverse mortgage, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Yeah, we've done some work with a number of people there. Fairway, somebody we've worked with. I think you get fair treatment
there.
Yeah,
I think Keel does them now.
Yeah. So it's a that's the important thing you mentioned, completely different product than a mortgage. Completely different. So you don't want to go get a mortgage.
You do not need a mortgage. As a matter of fact, you do not want a mortgage because then you have more equity available against which to borrow.
Yeah.
Against which to create that income stream. So it'll be a bigger income stream. And then they get paid back when either you sell the house or you die.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. They don't collect any money until then.
And but I think the one thing people have been worried about was, will my heirs be left with a bill? And the answer to that is no.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They used to.
No, the property satisfies the debt.
Correct.
Period.
Yeah.
There are
and that's why
additional...
they shrunk the amount of equity you can pull out of them, I believe.
Right. Because it was, up until the FHA got involved, it was the wild, wild west. As a matter of fact, I was a huge opponent of reverse mortgages because you never knew what you were going to get. You know, back in the days when you had politicians and old TV guys, Law and Order guys.
They still do them.
They still do them?
Oh, yeah. I don't watch very many ads on TV, but yeah.
I don't watch any ads on TV anymore.
You're a really bad consumer.
I am a terrible consumer. As a matter of fact, only during the election, I turned on the local news a couple of times.
How was that?
It was all election ads.
Really?
And they were awful. They were so mean. They're getting meaner.
Like not like the financial industry, which is kind and blows kisses to everybody.
Well, they do, but then they kind of take advantage of
them. Then you were
the
a prospect.
End.
Now you're a client.
Now you're a client.
Got it.
855-935-TALK is our number. You need a little help with your money, some guidance, some direction. We will certainly try to provide that to you in the best way we know how. So give us a call. 855-935-TALK. 855-935-8255. Be right back.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Your number one financial goal must be retirement. As we live longer, our need for a substantial retirement nest egg has grown. That's why you must have a plan. And to help you map your route to a brighter future, I created Vestory's Better Retirement Guidebook. And you can get a free PDF copy right now at retirebetterbook.com. It's truly free and there is no obligation. So get your Better Retirement Guidebook now at retirebetterbook.com. RetireBetterBook.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Are you ready to get your financial house in order, to stop making the mistakes that so many people make when it comes to money and investing and finance? Well, call us. We'll help you, and we'll do it for free at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. You can even call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave a message, and we'll answer those questions on our podcast.
I thought you just stayed up real late there and took the calls into the evening and early morning hours.
I keep forwarding them to your house, and you keep bouncing them back.
There they go. Yeah, I'm not a late-night guy, as you know, so anyway. It would not work well.
And today I'm not either. I'll be asleep after
the
show.
You're going to be done.
Kinda under the weather.
You're doing good, though.
Hey,
good.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm trying. You know what happens when you get on stage or in front of a mic? Like the adrenaline kicks in.
That's why my heart rate is, 68. Still pretty low. Oh, my usual resting heart rate is about 56. So I guess.
Braggart.
You got me so excited today that it's 12 over. So well done.
All right. Don't die or anything.
Feeling good.
855-935-TALK is our number. I'm Don. That's Tom. And Don's on the phone, too. Don, welcome to the show.
Hello, Don.
Hi, it's Tom.
Tom, my bad.
Oh, it's Tom, not Don. Okay. Yeah, we can hear you, Tom.
Tom, how you doing?
Thank you. I was just wondering, I've done good, and I think I've tried to keep my fear level down with what's going on. So I'd heard you're supposed to balance your account, when it gets after a year or something. I guess, what are the dangers of not balancing? Because I've been happy lately, but could you talk about it a little bit?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I mean, the danger of not rebalancing your account. So what Tom's talking about is... you determine whether it's on your own or you take a risk quiz, which is free, or for whatever reason, you determine that you want to be 60% in stocks, which are the riskier securities to own, and 40% in bonds, which are less volatile. Then stocks go up and bonds go down. And now instead of being 60% in stocks and 40% in bonds, you are 70% in stocks and 30% in bonds. So the prescription that you believe was going to work for you is no longer in place. So here's what could happen. The next bear market comes along, right? And right. It, as you pointed out last hour, or I guess a couple minutes ago, Don.
Over and over again.
Over and over again. That it's coming. It's like your wife, she feels it. Good for her. I don't ever feel these things coming, just not in my nature. But our clients' portfolios, the people that we try to help, whether you're our client or not, they're built for that. Every portfolio should be built for potential loss and how much you need to make and your time horizon.
Here's what Tom's saying is that's when you're 60-40, your worst case scenario is about a 25% decline in the market historically. That's
your portfolio, your holdings. When
your entire portfolio, it's about 25%. Yeah. But if you get up to 70% in stocks, you don't rebalance, then your risk becomes about 35%.
That's historically a big difference.
That's why rebalancing is so important. Rebalancing is a defensive
It's really not
process.
Designed to make you more, but it could make you more, because here's how it could do that as well. Because if you wanted to really, like today, if you really wanted to get into it, you could sell U.S. stocks, which, as we mentioned, are up about 5.5% for the year, and buy emerging markets stocks, which are down over 13%. So now you're selling something that's gone up and buying something that's gone down. Wait, isn't that
improving
selling high, buying low? Yeah, that is kind of what you want to do. Therefore, it could improve your performance, but really it should be looked at as a defensive measure. You could just do it annually, by the way. You don't have to. We use bands. We look at sort of how much volatility your portfolio should have, and that's how we manage the money. But you could do it annually, and you'd be fine. By the way, it's another way to generate retirement income, too, right? You're taking from the things that went up. You're putting that money in your pocket, and you're getting on with your life. So that's really why you want to rebalance.
There's another critical consideration. Don't play with it. It must be a disciplined approach. If you say, well, I think I'll wait until 18 months because things are going so well for me, then what you're doing is you're beginning to market time.
Yeah.
And then what do you do when things have gone down for a period of time? It starts becoming influenced by your emotions as opposed to a disciplined approach. Make it a disciplined approach. It's supposed to be disciplined. It's supposed to be semi-defensive. It also should help to some degree improve returns over time within the bounds of that portfolio.
Yeah, and I want to say thank you, Tom, for calling us. Good to hear from you again. It's been a long time. Tom, someone who's followed our work for many, many years. So thanks for calling us. Appreciate it.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Just as there are basic laws that govern our physical world called physics with a PH, there are also basic rules and concepts that impact our finances and investments. I call them financial physics with an F. In fact, 8 years ago, I wrote a book about them. For years, I've wanted to create an interactive version of that book to help readers better understand the concepts. So, since it was time for an update, I turned Financial Physics, with an F, into a special interactive multimedia version only on iBooks. It's the only platform that allows that. Because I want everyone to have access to this information, I decided to give this version away. Yes, it's totally free. So, if you have a compatible Apple device, go get your copy of the new interactive book, Financial Physics, on iBooks. It's totally free, and it's available right now in the iBooks store.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Trying to make money a lot easier to deal with and investing more sensible, sane, and profitable in the long run. 855-935-TALKS, our number. Don McDonald here, Tom Cock over there. And on the phone is Phyllis. Phyllis, welcome to the show.
Hey, Phyllis, how can we help you?
Hang on one second.
Oh,
we're getting her. Here's Phyllis. Hi, Phyllis. You there, Phyllis?
Maybe.
I don't know. We lost her.
Not there.
We could go to Kevin.
We can.
Okay. Kevin.
Game. So why not?
Oh, wait,
take
that's Phyllis.
On.
Phyllis, go ahead.
Wait, Phyllis, start over again. Start over again. We had a problem.
Beginning. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh. Okay, my thought was that my bonds are always a drag on my stock.
Yep.
If the stocks go up, the bonds go down usually. So I was thinking, well, why not take the leave the stocks in there and take the bond money and put the bond money in something more sure, like laddered CDs, but even better, laddered fixed annuities. So you'd always know, and fixed annuities give you more than fixed laddered CDs. So that's my question.
But annuities have a higher actual risk that the insurance companies do not like to talk about. They are not as safe as a bank account. They are not as safe as a U.S. government-backed bond.
Are you Kevin?
They are.
All right, Kevin,
they are at the whim of the insurance company. And bear in mind, if you have a fixed annuity that's paying more than a high-quality bond, it's because the insurance company is going out and reinvesting that money in lower-quality securities. And should the economy get in a world of trouble, your annuity could fall on hard times. It's happened before.
Wasn't there a company called AIG that had some trouble?
That nearly went out of business. And Executive Life in California actually did go out of business, and some of their annuity holders didn't get paid off for a decade.
They invest in junk?
Yes, ma'am.
Whatever place they feel they can make more than the money they're paying you.
Exactly.
Okay.
At the end of the day, here's what I believe.
The reason they can afford to pay you that much is because they're taking risk. We always have to remember that. High returns always imply higher risk.
And by the way, this year, if you're really paying attention, stocks and bonds have lost money, which is an unusual circumstance. Because when you started the conversation, you said there's a tendency to think stocks are going up and bonds are going. They do not move in lockstep. Bonds should be there as the bedrock for when stocks do decline. Phyllis, thank you for a very good question. Let's go back to the phones and see if we can get Kevin this time. I apologize for losing you last time. Kevin, how can we help? Hey, how are you?
I am well.
How
are you?
Very well, sir. How can we help you?
So my questions I have two is, I have a senior citizen that I'm taking care of all of her finances. And because of our laws and stuff, I feel that transparency is really important. So I just was gathering all of her things and giving it to one company. I don't know if you can name names, but
go ahead.
Edward Jones, and just said, here, take all of her money and just make sure that she gets this much every month to pay for what she's doing, where she's living. There's a few other things that the question was, so she's got other stocks that I haven't discovered yet. And I'm still discovering. Should I take all those stocks, like, you know, McKesson's, Bank of America, and give them also to Edward Jones and say, just take care of everything, and that way if anyone asks me questions, they can come to you.
So did someone give Edward Jones power of attorney?
I have it.
You have the power of attorney, but you told Ed Jones to do whatever?
I told him just to put it all in one place and make sure that she gets a check every month to cover her.
And where did they put the money? Can you tell me that?
Yeah, he told me because of her age, they were going to put it in short-term CDs, like three-month CDs.
Okay, that's not so bad.
Because she's in her mid-90s.
And how much are you paying for the service?
There we go.
He said it was a 0.5% for what they do. And I know that for everything that they put it in, there's got to be a charge for that.
That's my issue, right? Because in short-term CDs, not making much money. And I don't know that I'd be paying somebody for the pleasure of putting that money in there. I mean, the idea that you have somebody taking care of it, and Edward Jones would not be our choice because they do not have a legal requirement to act as a fiduciary to either you
at all times
or your mom. I mean, that's the other
Although
issue.
This sounds like it's a fee-based account.
Right, so...
How much money is in this account? Rough figures.
At this point, about $280,000.
Well, that's a very fair fee for $280,000.
It is indeed.
The only problem with the fee, is that when you have, as Tom said, when you have a portfolio of certificates of deposit that on average, right now the average on one-year CDs is 1%, when you're paying 0.5% and a commission to buy the secondary market
There's
CDs,
the problem. Yeah.
You have no money left. A quarter of a point, maybe. And that's pretty sad.
Let's go. Thank you for your question, Kevin. Look, got a chance
I think
for
Kevin had
call?
Another question, though. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Can we get to Todd real quick?
We can get Todd real quick. Yes.
Todd, go.
I have 6 accounts. They're savings accounts for my grandkids and my little kids. There's about $1,000 to $1,500 in them. They're just savings accounts. What could I better put them in so that they have a chance to grow for those kids?
How are they plated? Who owns them? Who owns the account?
I started them and with their social security number and mine. I'm the co-owner on the account with them.
Okay, so they're still in your name. You own them. They're not uniform gift to minors accounts. Nope. You didn't give them to the kids?
I haven't given them to the kids yet. I was waiting for them to mature, but I got to put the money in something that'll grow for them.
Tom?
Well, again, in my world, the better place is to put them in, if the money's intended for education, in a 529. That would be my take. You could go to Utah, plan we like very much. It's very easy to set up, and they can very simply move that money over. They would put them in something that was based on the age of the child. If they're not intended for college savings, Don, I mean, what would you suggest there?
Well, no, if they're not intended for college savings, then you probably want to eventually get them in the child's name through a UTMA or UGMA, because how old are the kids?
They're all under 10.
Okay, so they don't have earned income. So, yeah. I would imagine, though, that you really want all of them to have some sort of a future education, whether it's a higher education or a trade education, and all of those can be funded through that 529 plan. And really, that Utah plan is excellent. Their website is my529.com, and I think that's probably the better choice because the money comes out for them totally tax-free.
And you still own the account. They are the beneficiary, which it makes sense too for kids under age of 10.
Right. And the great news is that if one kid doesn't go to school in any way, right, you don't want to share the money, you can move that money to some of the other kids' education. So you have a lot of control. I think that I'm with Tom. I think that's really the best way to go. Thanks for the call. And just want to remind all of you real quickly, take a look at our new or take a listen to our new streaming service, realmoneytalkradio.com. It's just in beta phase. It's not really fancy yet. It'll get fancier with time, but you can check it out. realmoneytalkradio.com.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
I just recently created a new and massively improved interactive edition of Financial Physics on iBooks, but I don't want to leave out those without an Apple device, although no other platform offers their interactivity. I have, however, created a free static PDF version of Financial Physics with an F that you can get right now at talkingrealmoney.com. That's talkingrealmoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And one of the things Tom and I have done since we started our firm is provided true, solid investing and retirement educations through our series of classes that are not sales pitches. They are classes. And you can sign up for one of those today. We've got one coming up really soon on Wednesday about female financial fundamentals. You can sign up for all of them, though, at talkingrealmoney.com. That's talkingrealmoney.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit talkingrealmoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?